Hello, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here today. This is going to be a wonderful show, a little bit different than usual, but that's the kind of show that I like to do.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, yes. I don't know about you, but I am suffering from allergies like there's no tomorrow, and I keep dripping from my nose all over my face. It's disgusting, really. But I can't help it. It just happens that way. I can't help it. It just drips from my nose all over the place. I should be taking a pill to dry up my nose, but to be honest with you, I take so many pills on a regular basis that kind of doesn't make sense to add another pill to my regimen, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, right? It's gone right. So many of you Americans are into this Downton Abbey thing, which is absolutely ridiculous. The thesis of the movie is that the King and the Queen visit the Downton Abbey and they're getting ready for the arrival of the King and the Queen. How preposterous the whole thing is. The Queen doesn't go anywhere, and nobody wants her to go anywhere. No one wants her in her home. She's just going to come in and create a big havoc and things like that. I always get made fun of that my teeth are yellow and my dentistry habits are really horrible, but to be honest with you, I brush like 3 times a day, and my teeth are not really yellow. They're a little bit off-white, granted they're not shiny white, granted, but they're not yellow either, like a banana. A lot of people also say that our cuisine is horrible, that the British food really sucks the big one. And I'll tell you something, I've been around the world a couple of times, by mistake actually, I made a wrong turn at one point, but it's food all over the place sucks. You think the food in America is wonderful? It sucks, it all sucks, everything sucks. You think everybody in England is related to Benny Hill, and all we do is run around and chase girls and things like that? Well, we don't do that all the time, just on weekends. All right, that's enough. That'll do it. That will do it. That's quite enough. It's quite enough. Welcome to the program. I hope you're relaxing. I hope you enjoy the program in some mild, ridiculous manner. I don't really understand why you would to begin with. Anyway, oh, God. Oh, my back just hurt all of a sudden. I move the wrong way again. Every once in a while, I move the wrong way and my back starts hurting. Absurd, that is. It's ridiculous. I have a fish pond in my backyard. I don't know why. It wasn't there last year. All of a sudden, there's a fish pond. It rained a lot one day, and there was a puddle in my backyard, and I figured, well, that's odd. I must have a crevice in my backyard, because rainwater has collected there, and it doesn't seem to be going away. And then the next morning I woke up and I took a look in the backyard. I took a look at the backyard where my crevice was with the puddle of water, and I found that there were fish in it, hardly. I don't know. I'm not even near the ocean. How did fish get into that little crevice of water like that? So now I have a fish pond behind my house, and I don't know how it got there. If you know how it got there, let me know, because I have no idea whatsoever. Well, welcome to the show. This is going to be rather ridiculous, to be honest with you. Nothing is going to be achieved of any consequence whatsoever. So if you've got nothing to do, I've got nothing to do. That makes two of us. Now we have something in common together. You know, as much trouble as you're having in the States back there in your United States of political upheaval, over here on the British Isles, we're having our own problems. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I guess you're not, because you have your own problems to deal with. And let me tell you something, you do have some problems to deal with, because that idiot you have in your White House is disgusting. But we have our problems, too. We have a Trumpish kind of character here in the British Isles as well. We have Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, who looks exactly like Trump. I have a feeling he wants to be Trump. He's got the same hair. He wears the same kind of ties and suits. And he's disheveled. It's just like your Trumpy guy. So I don't understand it. I don't know how that happened, to be honest with you. But he's also a complete moron. And we've got Brexit going on, which sounds like a hair cream that you put in your hair so that it doesn't fly all over your head. But Brexit is actually something a little bit different. It's not about breakfast. It's Brexit. And that means that the British Isles, at England, is getting away from the European Union. The European Union, see, because there are so many countries that have common borders with no natural mountains or oceans in between. So it's like one big Europe, you know. So that's what happened there. So here's the problem, really. If we leave the European Union, then we're on our own, and all of a sudden things get very, very difficult. Our economy starts going crazy, and things get a little bit snippy here and there. And then we've got Northern Ireland, who apparently, not Long Island, but Northern Ireland, and they're always like at odds with us as well. It's just really a mess here is what it is, to be honest with you. Have you ever watched our Parliament in action? Oh my God, oh my God. They named Parliament after a cigarette company. That you have in your Parliament cigarettes. We don't have Parliament cigarettes. In the British Isles, we have a Parliament which is very similar to your Congress. And oh my God, it's ridiculous. They yell at each other. They call each other names, very similar to your president. It's upheaval. It's ridiculous. It has no rules. It's absolutely absurd. So don't you think that other countries don't have their problems as well? Because they do. There's rioting going on in Hong Kong, the places. Hong Kong's having riot. My goodness, what is happening to everything, every place, everywhere you go, there's problems. And my nose is dripping again. How is that happening? Oh my God. It's dripping on my face again. Oh my God. I understand in parts of the United States there that you have a thing called triple E, as if one E wasn't bad enough, or two E's. You have triple E virus, which I assume, what I've heard, is carried by mosquitoes. And mosquitoes are all over the place, and people have died. From that horrible disease, mosquitoes, you have, oh my God, what's going on with you people? You have hurricanes and oh. And for some odd, foreseen reason, your president, that trumpet guy, he apparently doesn't believe that the planet is wasting away and being destroyed by plastics. I tell you something. If you think that our cuisine is bad, at least we don't have plastics in our food. We probably do, but we can't taste them, or we can't taste them. We can't taste them because our food is so sucky to begin with. You can't even taste the plastics. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. It's, It's absurd is what it is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, we used to be a very, very nice country. And then I don't understand us, to be honest with you. We have this monarchy set up that's been going on for centuries. And long before there was a United States, we had kings and queens and castles and moats. And now your trumpet president wants to put alligators and moats near the wall. And then when they question him about that, he says, I'm only joking. Let me tell you, Donald Trumpet, you don't tell jokes very well. No one laughs, first of all. There's no laughing. When Trump says, when he says, I'm going to put alligators and snakes in a moat so that people don't cross our borders. He doesn't laugh afterwards. There's no laughing going on. He means it. He's serious. And at one point, he actually said a good way to keep people from going over the border is to shoot them in the legs. He didn't laugh after that either. So nothing he says is a joke. He doesn't say, oh, I think I'll call China and see if China can do an investigation on Joe Biden, my political opponent. And maybe China can also look and see if they can destroy my opponent as well and get involved in the elections for my benefit. He didn't laugh after that either, but he claims that was just a joke. You don't tell jokes very well, Donald. You're a horrible, horrible joke teller. Let's go through what you're horrible at. You're horrible at being a president. You're horrible at listening to people. You're horrible about caring about anybody. You're horrible about reading. You can't read. You can't read a thing. You're horrible about retaining information. You're horrible about telling the truth. You're just a despicable, horrible person. You're horrible at being a human being. You're horrible at showing any emotion. You have no pets whatsoever. I don't even think there's a fly in your room. You have no pets whatsoever because you have no empathy for any living human being. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how you put up with that. You know, here in the United Kingdom, the Kingdom of United People, we have a thing called a vote of no confidence. Yes, and Parliament, our Congress, can call for a vote of no confidence at any time because we rule through our Parliament, you see. You don't. You have a Congress, but they don't do... What do you call it? Jack shit? Is that what you call it? They don't do jack shit. Is that what you call it? Well, they don't. They don't. They do nothing. They wait to see if the president will approve. If it's not going to approve, they don't bother doing anything. I don't know who this jack thing is. This jack shit. I don't know who that is. Perhaps it's a senator. But here in the United Kingdom, we have a vote of no confidence. We have no confidence in you. We're voting about it. And that's how we stop things from happening, you see. You should have that where you live. A vote of no confidence. I have no confidence. How can I have confidence in somebody that lies all the time? I can't. So I don't know. I mean, I know that you broke away from the United Kingdom to be independent, but if you're going to do something like that, you better show something for it. You better act like decent human beings at the very least. You know, the very least you can do is something like that. The very least you can do. We here, you know, we were the creators of James Bond. We have cool people here. You know, I don't know really if there's an actual James Bond or it's a fictional character, but at least Boris Johnson doesn't walk around saying James Bond is a real person. It's just absurd. It's absurd. We have somewhat of a grasp on reality here. Apparently in the United States, something's gone horribly wrong. Horribly, horribly wrong. And I know what it was. I know what it was. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel bad for everybody. I do. I do. Well, thanks for listening to the program. And thanks for letting me ramble on like some type of cockney with a cock and a knee and everything in between. It's a bit in between. Anyway.
You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the gentle, fast-acting laxative of the podcast world. Don't you feel better already?
Right, right, right. Well, anyway, you may have noticed here on this show we don't take any phone calls because they are probably going to be telemarketers. Oh, my God. I don't know if you get telemarketers in the United States, but we get our fill of them here. You see, they call up and they try to market us. They try to telemarket us. And they're not even real people. They're basically people from other countries. Other robocalls. There are robots calling me on a regular basis. I don't even talk to people anymore. I talk to robots, which is demeaning to me, because I am not a robot that I know of. But they have robots calling me as if we're having a conversation. They ask me questions, but they're robots. How can you ask me? That's demeaning to me, to ask me a question as a robot and then expecting me, a human being, to answer a robot. Seriously? Seriously? I don't think so. My God. And the first thing they say in order to capture me to say something affirmative to them so they can use my voice for affirmation, they say, "Hello, I'm Becky. Can you hear me?" And I'm supposed to say, "Yes." And then they record my voice, and all of a sudden I've bought something that I never ordered. So when they say, "Hello, I'm Becky. Can you hear me?" I say, "No, Becky. No, 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 Becky. No, 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 Becky." It's unbelievable. It really is. They're wasting my time. I have to stop what I'm doing to answer the phone call, and it's not a person. It's a robot. It's a robot. Crazy. It's a recorded voice. In order to trick me to do something. I take great offense to that, to be honest with you. I don't think that's pleasurable in any sense of the word. I don't talk to I don't talk to people, much less robots. Robots. My robot. Seriously? Seriously? Well, anyway. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to perform an interview. But here's how I'm going to do it. This is going to be very interesting. As you know, I'm British through and through. Ancestry.com. I actually bought a little spit kit from Ancestry.com. And it came back that I'm 100% British. And that's nice. Apparently, I have 2,000 cousins. And they're all Spanish. I don't understand that. I don't. But God forbid I'm not going to argue with Ancestry.com. So anyway, I'm going to perform an interview after this short commercial break. And what I'm going to do in order to please you and pleasure you in some sort, I'm going to see if I can do an American accent as best I can. And let's see how I do with an American accent performing an interview right after this short commercial break about a tasty little snack for kids.
Ain't always easy these days to know what to give your kids for snacks. Sugary this, high fructosey that. Heck, even the stuff they call natural ain't always natural. But there's one snack when your kids ask for it, you know exactly what you're giving them.
Piggy parts. I want piggy parts.
Professor Parker's preserved piggy parts are 100% all natural salt preserved pig parts. What part, you ask? Well, some folks would call them scraps or ears or hoofs, but kids just call them delicious. And with their stiff, leathery texture, one Professor Parker's preserved piggy part will last a kid all afternoon. That's what we call value. So stock up now for school. You'll find them at the end of the pet food aisle in original barbecue or vinegar, garlic, teriyaki, onion, habanero, pineapple flavor. Give them a try and you'll see why kids say,
That's some good piggies.
Professor Parker's preserved piggy parts.
Hey, Ron, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Andrea Smith is contributor to NBC.com. And she's also in news and technology as a journalist. She's been with other networks. She's all over the place. She goes all over the world. God, you're exhausting me already. All right.
Exhausting you.
Yeah.
Exhaust me.
Well, I can imagine how exhausted you would be. Okay. There's a show that takes place, internationally. What is this show that we're talking about?
The one that takes place in Berlin?
Well, sure.
Or here in the U.S.?
Well, they're similar.
Oh, well, here in the U.S., there's the Consumer Electronics Show. That's
yes.
January,
okay.
Every January in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And then in early September every year, there's a show in Berlin. It's called IFA. Two huge technology shows.
Okay.
It's like a big toy store for me.
Yeah. All right, now here's here's my confusion. I know that when we talk about that, I've read that it's featuring home theaters and all that stuff, but this 5G thing, I don't even know what a 1G is. Could you explain to me the significance of going up a G all the time? Thank you.
Yes, it is confusing, and it's still evolving. So up to now, we have 4G.
Yes.
And it's been incremental, as you say, from 5G all the way up from 1G. 5G, though, is going to be like a humongous leap to the next level.
Right.
And that's because the technology itself is changing. And what it's going to do is it's going to enable it to be a little easier for all of these Internet of Things devices that we hear about.
Yes.
It's just going to make it a lot easier for them to communicate with each other, to talk to each other.
Right.
And it's really going to change the way we use our personal computers and our phones.
Does it make it clearer or more efficient? Or?
It's not that it's going to make it clearer.
Oh,
it's that it's going to make it able to connect better.
Uh-huh.
It's going to have, without getting too complicated about spectrum and everything,
lovely.
It's just going to be able to connect more devices in a useful way.
Okay. It's also going to make people feel like they need to. Is this something where you need to upgrade your device in order to accept it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, yes, but not now. Don't even think about it
now.
I mean, there are a couple of 5G. You're still getting a 2G. There's a couple of 5G phones on the market now, just a couple. But it's kind of like, HD TV.
Yes.
Until there's programming, you don't need the device to use it. So until all the networks and carriers have laid the foundation for 5G technology, you don't need to do a thing.
Gotcha. All right, fine. I got that. Okay, now, home theaters and things like that. I mean, is that becoming more prevalent in people's abodes?
Yes. A lot of people are using home theaters. Again, it's a way of getting the latest technology, HD technology, being able to choose and personalize in the comfort of their own home.
Right.
It's a thing that's happening. I'll tell you, there's a lot of new gadgets and devices coming on the market right now. Fall's a big time.
Right.
One of the big trends we're seeing this fall is voice control.
What's that? Oh, okay. Well,
so
that's
I'm
when
not...
you say it, and it does it.
Correct. But but that's like we're talking about an Alexa or a Google Assistant. So what's happening now is voice control is being built into smart devices.
Mm-hmm,
so, for instance, headphones.
Yes.
So PowerBeats Pro, these are truly wireless earphones. They use Apple's H1 chip, so you have that voice technology. You can say, hey, Siri, and control things with your voice.
Ah.
You can use a new feature called audio sharing. It's a new feature in the latest operating system. You can take them to the gym. They're sweat-resistant, water-resistant. They have controls on the earbuds.
Huh.
And if you want, you can just use one earbud. So all the controls are right there. They sound great. They've got 9 hours of battery life. And they come with this included portable charging case. So that'll give you 24 hours of charge.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is on the horizon?
Well, another thing that's really big right now is home security, monitoring your home.
Yes.
So many people want to keep an eye on their home while they're away,
yep.
or even just at work. They want to know their kids got home okay.
Yep.
They want to know their pets are okay.
Yep.
WiseCam, simple to set up, simple to use, affordable cameras. This is what I love, affordability and value. This records on motion, as somebody walks by, it records in full HD video. There's no subscription required. The videos are stored in the cloud for 14 days, so you can go back if you want a couple of days and see what happened. Or you can do local storage with a micro SD card.
Okay.
There's night vision. There's two-way audio. And again, the voice control you can use if you have an Alexa or Google device with a screen. You can use your voice to watch the camera's live stream.
That's interesting. I like that. I like that security thing. That feels
yeah.
good. Okay. Any robots? No, I'm only kidding. That's next,
no
probably.
No robots.
That's next. That's next year.
Okay. Oh, so many robots.
Yeah, I know.
Just not today.
Voice-controlled robots. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Yes. Cleaning up your computer.
Uh-huh.
You know how your computer gets like sluggish and slow
yes,
and it
yes.
takes forever to reboot.
Yep,
yeah.
Yeah.
So here's a little secret. That computer inside looks just like the inside of your junky garage. All the cookies, all the temporary files you download, they clog up your computer's memory. They slow down the processing power.
Yeah.
So you can get a clean up utility called CCleaner. It gets rid of the junk, it frees up space, it keeps your computer running fast, more secure. And those tracking cookies that follow you from website to website, they're removed to keep your browsing history private.
Yeah.
And built-in software in the pro version installs the latest update, closes the security holes, because I know that you always forget to do that, because I always forget to do it. This does it for you.
Okay.
And then if you're one of those people who has wires all over the kitchen counter or the bedside table, Mophie's 3-in-1 wireless charging pad. It has dedicated spots for your iPhone, your AirPods, your Apple Watch.
I like that.
All in one place.
It's about
only
time.
One wire to plug it in.
Yeah, we're,
comes in beautiful glossy black, or
like
get a micro suede finish. Here's what I like. It has a stand for your watch. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, you want to see what time it is. It's an
unobstructed
view of your watch.
Now you're talking.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Well, everything is technological, and then we take little plugs and we plug them into the thing. That's so archaic. I couldn't believe that we're still plugging phones in with a little plug. I mean, seriously? Weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or do we wait till 9G for that? Okay.
Now we can clean up all the junk with just one wire.
Fine. All right. And then I have to... Okay. Andrea Smith, thank you so much. Is there a website that we can visit to get even more things on the horizon and get some clarification on what is around the corner?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Everything I talked about, head over to dailylounge.com.
Okay. Dailylounge.com. Thank you very much. A happy 5G to you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. That was not easy, talking like an American for a period of time. That was not easy, but that is a talent that I do possess from going to broadcaster's school to learn how to talk like an American. Anyway, I'm more comfortable now with my real voice, so I want to thank you for coming on board on this particular day. I'm going back to my life. Ron Van Dam will be with you again tomorrow. Well, not again. He wasn't here today. He has a little sniffle, such as I do, with the drippy nose. He has a drippy nose as well, and decided to call me up and ask me to do the show for him today. What a fine human being he is, by the way. I know him very, very well. What a fine, fine man he is. He's a fine human being, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful bloke. He'll be with you tomorrow, and I'm off. I'm off like a prom dress. But you have been wonderful today, as Ron usually says. You've just been fantastic. I hope someday when you come to our country and visit, you can look at the Windsor Castle and the Tower Bridge of London. Oh, yeah. And other places. Stonehenge, I say. And Loch Ness. Go to see Loch Ness, which is nearby. Not really here, but it's quite nearby. It's like a day trip. And I don't know. Do what you want. You have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. And as Ron would usually say, I wish you peace, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've been so kind. You've been so nice to me. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. This show has been totally absurd. This is absurd. This has been absurd.